chanting Buddha's name is the best method of a cultivation. Once upon a time, there was a temple where four little monks and an old venerable master cultivated. The venerable master saw the differences in the nature and character of the little monks, and thus preached different dharma to each one of them, so that they can cultivate. The first little monk was very kind and cautious, so the old master told him, "You should chant the Buddha's name, prostrate to the Buddha, memorize sutras, and meditate. If you cultivate diligently, you will reach Buddhahood. Your parents sent you here to enter monastic life. You must adhere to the saying, when one becomes a monk, his nine extended families will transcend to higher realms. This way, you'll be able to repay your parents' and teachers' love and care. If you are not able to realize accomplishments in your cultivation, then not only will you be unable to pay your parents and teachers back, but you will also be unable to repay the three jewels for the food and care the temple gave you." The young monk listened to the old master and said, "I will do as you preach." The second little monk was very restless and competitive, as well as loving of a good reputation. If one asked him to sit in the recitation hall and just chant, he would go wild. This little monk had a very good voice, so the venerable master said to him, "You should practice devotional hymn," and encouraged him to benefit beings in this manner. The old master also taught him the ceremonial hymns for various dharma services that would help transcend deceased sentient beings. And so the old master taught him the method to cultivate in an active manner. The third little monk had a lot of vexations because he was too popular. This little monk had a very dignified appearance and a very witty tongue. He was the sort of person who would have no trouble fooling you if he tried. Everyone liked him and wanted to talk to him. So if he was to become a guide for followers and visitors, people would gossip with him at every available opportunity. This sort of intimacy with beings is a large obstruction in cultivation. So the venerable master taught him to cultivate through doing difficult tasks, such as cleaning the washrooms and cooking. Leading an austere lifestyle and avoiding secular interactions is your only way to obtaining results in cultivation, the venerable master told him. One time, the three monks finished their jobs, and during resting period, they started to talk among themselves about how their job is helping others. Even little kids are competitive. The first little monk said, "The venerable master told me to chant Buddha's name, memorize sutras. That way, when I reached Buddhahood, I am able to transcend all sentient beings." The second little monk said, "That is not what I was told. The venerable master told me to practice singing, as well as practice leading different dharma services to transcend all beings. My method is correct, yours is not." The third little monk said, "Both of you are wrong. The venerable master taught me to practice difficult tasks to reach Buddhahood." As this goes on, the three little monks started to argue, which method is better? People always think they are correct, and others are not. The argument was fruitless. So the third monk went to the venerable master to ask, "What the other two monks said was not what you told me. My method of cultivating is correct, right?" The venerable master replied, "Yes, you are correct. They are wrong." The third little monk felt victorious and went back to the other two monks and said, "The venerable master said I was correct. Both of you are wrong." The two other monks, of course, were not happy, so they also went to the old master to ask. The venerable master calmed both of them down. "Both of you are correct. He is not correct." This is similar when kids fight. The parents would try to calm and comfort them by saying they are correct, and the other kid is wrong. How about the fourth little monk? He is very smart. However, he is also very stubborn. Being stubborn is good. Black is black. White is white. There are no gray areas. When we heard the Venerable Master's response to the other three, he thought to himself, being correct is correct, and being wrong is just wrong. There should be only one truth. I will go ask the Master. He hurried to see the Master. How come all three of them are correct? I thought you said there is only one truth. The Venerable Master responded, yes, there is only one truth. You are correct. They are wrong. People in secular life always think they are the only ones that are correct, while everyone else is all wrong. Even great Dharma masters are like this. Whatever school of Buddhism they are in, they think that method is the best. Those that cultivate Zen think it is the best. Those who chant mantras also say that is the best method. Of course, those of us that chant the Buddha's name also say chanting is the best. However, I want to tell everybody, cultivating Zen or chanting mantras are all good, but chanting Buddha's name is the best. To go to the Pure Land, this is the best method. Everyone must believe in this firmly. Some people might think, of course the Venerable Master will say chanting is the best, because Venerable Master chants too. Well, chanting Buddha is not necessarily the best. However, the Buddha's name that we chant is definitely the best. What do I mean by that? We chant Amitabha Buddha's name, not other Buddha's name. Everyone needs to understand, even though all Buddhas are equal on the path of enlightenment, different Buddhas made different vows. Amitabha Buddha's 48 vows all are made to transcend sentient beings. There is a saying, of all Buddhas in the 10 directions in the past, present, and future, Amitabha Buddha is number one. When Shakyamuni Buddha spoke the Amitabha Sutra, Buddhas of the 10 directions all gave their praise. When Shakyamuni Buddha spoke of other Dharma doors, did this occur? You can go check all of the great treasury scriptures of Buddhism and see whether this happened. Chanting the Buddha's name is the most direct path to Buddhahood. And this is why chanting Buddha's name is the unsurpassed Dharma door. Congratulations to you on having encountered this most unsurpassed Dharma door.